With your money briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal. Do the markets have a Santa Claus rally in them? They'll need it to avoid a loss for the year. We'll have more in a moment. First, these money headlines. We are watching the markets again on Tuesday following Monday's plunge of more than 2% for each of the major averages. The Russell 2000 index of small cap stocks also lost more than 2% and is in bear market territory, down at least 20% from its recent high. Gone are the days when Amazon's Jeff Bezos could proclaim the company was not concerned with turning a profit. With the online retail giant's growth slowing, investors are looking more closely at the bottom line. The Wall Street Journal's Overheard says that Amazon managers are now working to pare down money-losing items, cutting what the company calls, well, it's an acronym for can't realize a profit. These include things such as bottled beverages and snack foods that are uneconomical to ship. Healthcare stocks have been the strongest performer in the S&P 500 this year thanks to the Affordable Care Act. The sector has sold off sharply the past 2 days in the wake of a federal judge's ruling last week that the law known as Obamacare is unconstitutional. Shares of hospital operator Tenet Healthcare and Medicaid-focused insurer Molina Healthcare have both been dinged. According to the Wall Street Journal's Heard on the Street, the investing risks the ruling introduces are hypothetical but potentially severe. The law is still in place for now, so the ruling won't directly impact the sector's business operations, and it could be years before all appeals are heard. But the financial threat is real if the ruling sticks. Still ahead, a Santa Claus rally or a lump of coal? We're into the last 2 weeks of trading for 2018, and U.S. stocks will need a Santa Claus rally to avoid their first annual decline since 2015. History has been on the side of the bulls as far as end-of-year rallies are concerned, but it's been a rough year, and the major averages will have to finish strong to avoid finishing in the red. Jessica Menton is markets reporter for the Wall Street Journal, and she joins us in our studio. First, Jessica, the S&P 500 has had a pretty good track record when it comes to year-end finishes, hasn't it?
Absolutely, it has. And it's been quite a wild final quarter of the year, especially just in December. All of the major averages are off to their worst December since 1980, to put that into some perspective. So stocks really need some sort of Santa Claus rally to avoid their first annual decline since 2015. And when people talk about the Santa Claus rally, a lot of times people think, oh, it's during the holidays, it's the month of December. It's actually specifically a span of 7 trading days. So that's the last 5 trading days of this year and the first 2 in the new year. So it's more condensed than people sometimes think.
And I think over the past 50 years or so, the S&P has finished strong during this period, the Santa Claus rally.
Absolutely. So it's a very historical tendencies for these, especially for the S&P 500. It does tend to perform very well over that 7-day trading span. But there are a little bit of a different year. And I've talked to a lot of different portfolio managers, some analysts and economists, just asking them, will this year not follow that script compared to other years? And there's just a lot of different things hanging over the markets right now. There's different trade tensions. We have slumping commodity prices. And we're also in a higher rate environment, which really sets the stage for the Federal Reserve on Wednesday following their meeting, because a lot of investors really want a clearer picture on their rate outlook going forward in 2019 and the years after.
If the Fed, let's say, at the end of its 2-day meeting, delivers a dovish interest rate forecast for next year, could that set off a Santa Claus rally?
It's possible. And the reason I say that is because with the different trade tensions that have been going on, if you look at the S&P 500 and the multinationals that have exposure overseas, which tends to be a lot of tech companies, when the dollar is higher, that weighs on their revenues overseas. So there's certain dynamics that economists are explaining. If there's a dovish Fed, that could put downward pressure on the dollar, which would potentially help large cap companies, especially those multinationals.
How does the Santa Claus rally typically work?
The Santa Claus rally typically works like this. In the first part of the month, there tends to be tax loss selling that dominates trading, which makes the first half of the month typically weaker. Portfolio managers want to get the losers out. And then if you look towards the second half, retail investors tend to take off for the holidays. So that leaves the Wall Street pros, the institutional investors left to to scoop up a lot of the bargains that are left out there. Now, if they don't scoop up a lot of those deals, that's when there traditionally has been an indicator of something amiss in the markets, and that can lead to the new year and signaling that we might be headed towards not necessarily a downturn, but if you look at the trends that have happened historically, those years haven't performed quite as well if those institutional investors haven't gone in and bought up those deals.
And I believe the Journal has said that as of Friday, the S&P 500 was down 2.8% for the year. So I guess that's how much it would have to rally in order for us to finish in the green. But it's been a rough year so far.
It has been. And we still have a lot of different events coming up. So a lot of what people are watching right now, all eyes are on the Fed on Wednesday.
But you also write that portfolio managers here and there have been snapping up stocks. They've been looking for stocks and, you know, some stocks that you wouldn't imagine as growth stocks or anything like that. They've been doing well this year.
They have. A few of those are Cinemark and Weight Watchers. And I'll explain both. They tend to correlate during the holiday season with different movies that are coming out. One person I talked to even noted, even during times, if there's a recession or if there's not a recession, people are going to still go to the movies because it's a cheap form of entertainment. If you look at Weight Watchers, we're about to get into the new year. People will have their resolutions, diet plans. That was another stock that they did mention. So although there have been pressure, especially on smaller cap companies, people are still seeing opportunities out there.
Wall Street Journal markets reporter Jessica Menton. Thanks a lot, Jessica.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.